All righty, we are back, and Lou in Michigan pledges 300. The number is 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. You know, we've heard a lot about the I'm having one of my senior moments who I'm thinking of the fella in Germany who had broken a lot of media, and I will have that in just about a minute. I'll find it right here. But we're going to be playing his, let me see, we're going to be playing his tape. Help me out there with that. What is his name?
He's in jail right now.
Yeah, I know.
Rainier?
About the
Fulmic?
Fulmic Reiner. Fulmic Reiner. And what the corruption in Germany is just like it is right here. You know, they get their from the world, New World Order, from the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, and his people. So go ahead and play that clip.
Alleged leaked dossier shows that German intelligence agencies conspired to create a false construct in order to silence Rainer Fulmic, disqualify him from being able to run for public office, and seize control of the Corona Committee and its finances.
It actually shows through a dossier that has just been leaked to me that Mr. Fulmic has been under surveillance for a very long time, and attempts have been made to prevent him from being eligible for election in the Federal Republic of Germany through various constructs. They attempted to enlist individuals from his surroundings, acquire information, and ultimately press charges against him and secure his conviction. It was instigated by one of the organizations, like the Federal Criminal Police Office or something similar, in cooperation with the Public Prosecutor's Office. That was planned. That was already planned through a note that was already in 2021, so it was practically already intended. And also that in 2021, it has already been said that we have to somehow get rid of it. And almost got rid of him. Also that he is no longer politically eligible. In the end, this means a high conviction, which excludes the possibility of being elected in the Federal Republic of Germany.
So you can say this is a stage plan that has been in place for a long time?
Yes, but during implementation, it had to be ensured no prosecutor took part. Then you had to adjust it a bit. And then there was this house sale, and it was handled in this manner. And of course, this has the scent of the money being gone now. You've killed two birds with one stone. The money, one has Dr. Fulmic through it, because it's said that the money hasn't been returned, and the Corona Committee, which one probably didn't like so much, as this paper also says, or as one can see in public, also doesn't receive any money. But Templin and others have the money. And Templin is situated in an environment where there are actually individuals who either work for the BKA or with the BND intelligence agency.
I would now suggest that the file can also be read.
So this is just a part of it now. An analysis should be carried out to assess the possibilities of a declaration of incompatibility that purely prohibits holding political offices due to proven anti-democratic tendencies. Then comes the wonderful point, wonderfully in quotation marks, criminal procedural measures. Preparation must be made for the initiation of criminal proceedings based on the evidence collected against Rainer Fulmic. This entails collaborating with prosecutors and preparing charges for established legal violations and offenses. And now comes the probably decisive sentence. If necessary, constructions are to be weighed and suitable third parties are to be recruited. As a note at the end, the activities of Rainer Fulmic pose a complex challenge for the security authorities. The man is absolutely harmless, requiring a coordinated and multi-layered response. The implementation of the recommended measures is intended to prevent its political viability and to safeguard the security and democratic values of the Federal Republic of Germany.
While some are claiming the dossier is fake, the evidence already on record overwhelmingly shows that Fulmic was targeted by the German government for his far-reaching voice exposing the crimes of the COVID lockdowns and mandated experimental shots. Corona Committee members Justice Hoffman, Marcel Templin, and Antonia Fischer claimed that Fulmic embezzled 700,000 euros, despite this being an official documented loan for the committee's legal investigation. With the help of the notary, they illegally deposited the proceeds of Fulmick's own real estate sale into the personal account of Marcel Templin, 1.158 million euros. In court, Fulmick has been able to question his accusers and got them to admit they currently have access to this money. In a 2022 video, Justice Hoffman claims that there was nothing personal about the charges against Fulmick. But in court, they admitted that they wanted to put him in jail and that it would be the most beautiful day of their life. Years ago, a father was accused of raping his four-year-old child. Hospital records and audio recordings of the four-year-old confirm this. But the father was found not guilty, and German intelligence services covered it up and sealed the file until the year 2060. Marcel Templin worked with Karsten Stahl to try and block the boy's mother from speaking publicly about the case. Marcel Luth, who is running for the European elections along with Karsten Stahl, was also involved in this cover-up. This places Templin, Stahl, and Luth within the circle of German intelligence services, and it is rumored that they may have created the dossier to later discredit the trial, which would make sense, seeing as how Rainer Fulmick has gained the upper hand in the courts. They will be desperate. For more background on this case, see my report, The Illegal Kidnapping and Persecution of Rainer Fulmick. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Alrighty, we are back. And folks, I got to tell you, here's an article. Whoopi Goldberg told her co-host Wednesday at ABC's PU, The View, that Republicans would like to bring slavery back. Joe, which party was the party of slavery?
The Democrat Party was the party of slavery and was the party of the Ku Klux Klan and on and on and on. They have never been on the right side of the racial issue yet.
Okay, so, now Whoopi has bragged about how many babies she's killed, how many abortions she's had. According to definition, God's Word in the Bible says Whoopi Goldberg is unclean. Now, you see, we're telling you what the Bible has to say, and people will say, well, Pastor, why aren't these other pastors preaching that? There's a dearth of courage. They're afraid. They don't want to be attacked by the fake news media. They're afraid. They're just, that's the problem. Co-host Alyssa.
We've got a divided nation, and Scripture makes it very plain. A house or a nation cannot stand, against itself cannot stand. And fear, the intimidation of being called names or having trouble at work or losing friends, having other family members condemn you. People are afraid to stand up and be counted.
Yeah.
They don't want to be, what's the word? There's some people were doxxed, others canceled. They've got all these terms, and it's people are losing their integrity. They don't think it's worth standing up and fighting for the truth anymore. It's better just to let it go.
Well,
the whole problem will go away if we ignore it, right?
Well, that's the mindset of a lot of people out there. I remember hearing one, I'm not on God's side and I'm not on Satan's side. I just want to be left alone by both. Now, someone who says this, that I'm not on God's side and I'm not on Satan's side, I just want to be left alone by both. What did they just say about whose side now are they on? They just made
a
statement.
On the devil's side, because you're either on one side or the other. There's no middle ground here between righteousness and evil, good and evil. There's no middle ground. You're going, well, I'm not on God's side. Well, then you're on the devil's side because you only have two choices.
Absolutely.
You can't be in between both. There's no in between in this. There's no kind of good and kind of evil in the middle.
All righty, there's an article there by the Gateway Pundit. Biden and Harris think that the lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queer vote is going to save them in November. So they think the sodomite vote is going to save them. We know that right now that they're already working hard with new ways of corrupting and trying to steal the election. So, well, Elaine,
they call it a force to be reckoned with.
What
Didn't
do you
know that?
Right, we have Teresa in Texas pledges 100, and Sabre in Michigan pledges 130. Thank you, thank you. So, Elaine, what do you say to people that say, look, I'm not even going to vote? There's no sense in it. I mean, they're just going to corrupt the election. Why should I even bother to vote? So what do you say to them, Elaine?
I basically say, did you stop being American?
Well,
And that brings them up short. And bottom line is you have to use the system the way the system is set up. When I walked in to vote and I saw the Dominion machines, I thought, oh, well, here we go again. All right. But I carried out my duty as a citizen of the Constitutional Republic.
And so now if you don't go vote, if you do vote, if you go and vote and they steal your vote, then do you have a righteous cause? Is there a righteous cause that you need to stand for? But if you don't bother to vote at all, then you've got no standing, do you?
Well, bottom line is you're weak. As far as I'm concerned, you either stand for something or you fail for nothing.
Right.
There you go. All righty, very good. All right, we have, the phone lines are open at 888-281-1110. We really need to hear from you folks. Again, remember, 50 years, you haven't heard us, over 50 years, you have not heard us compromised. Not one time. And the time is coming when where people have set back and they become la-la landers. And Joe, all of those years, we warned. And now we're in America has, they're saying, well, we have, that we know of, 20 million illegal aliens. It's far more than that. But we know that we have at least 50,000 Chinese nationalist military troops right now on our land here in America. We have over 10 million Chinese nationals altogether in America. We have tons of gangs, drug gangs, human traffickers. We know that our economy, that Joe Biden, in fact, I heard, Klaus Schwab recruited Joe Biden in 2014, and here he created what was called the Great Reset. He decided that Joe Biden will be used to reduce America to exist in the shadow of China. Joe's job was to destroy American economy, to create a crisis so that the deep state can control the outcome. So Klaus Schwab said this, that remember that, do you know who coined the term build back better? That was Klaus Schwab. He coined it.
Well, and Biden had taken that fact. That term was used by Klaus Schwab. Then it was used by two other people before Biden picked it up. So he's number four in line using the phrase.
Well, here, Klaus Schwab said, we're going to start with poly crises, and we're going to control the outcome of each poly crisis that we start with. Then he said, now he is following Adolf Hitler's plan. He said Hitler had a great plan, a genius plan, and instead of calling it the Fourth Reich, they're calling it the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And in 2001, he said Joe Biden has been Klaus Schwab's hardest working disciple. Klaus Schwab said this. He said Biden's job was to again dismantle the American economy. He started by shutting down our pipelines. Biden is guilty of the highest forms of high treason in this country today. And so Schwab says, we're going to have a global government. We're going to have a global economy, a global currency, and a global religion.
And what's going to stop that is the state. because of the fact there's such a thing as state sovereignty. Each state has their own constitution. And within the state constitution, basically have some laws. Well, I don't think it's a law, but it has statements relative to the fact that they have their own state sovereignty, meaning that if the federal government cannot dictate to the states what to do if it's in violation of their own state constitution. And that's where the state sovereignty comes into play. And that's why this is going to be one at a local and state level. Now, the problem is we have to get a better handle on the state. In the state of Ohio, Pastor Joe, you mentioned, you know, that we have good people. All right. Not so much. You know, we have a Speaker of the House position that was hijacked. You know, we've got 22 Republicans that switched their votes to a Democratic status related to the Speaker of the House. And so those people are basically being primaried out of their positions because people are not putting up with them anymore. So people are getting more and more involved at the local and state level. And that's what's going to turn this around, but you have to be involved at your state level.
You do. One of the things we're doing out here is tactical civics, and tactical civics is growing around the country. You're seeing more and more people. We're pushing to take the country back, to reestablish. You know, the Second Amendment says that a well-armed militia is mandatory. It's according to the Constitution, and so this is one of the things.
In Ohio that have militias.
Pardon?
There are some counties in Ohio that have militias.
Yeah, I know, but we need them in all 50 counties in Ohio now. And the other thing that we have to do is take back the grand jury. The grand jury is supposed to be by the people without corrupt prosecuting attorneys. You know, I taught some courses back in the 80s and on Satanism. I taught several courses over at Lakeland Community. But there was a fellow called Tom, having one of my senior moments right now. He was called the Satan Hunter. The Satan Hunter. Tom Wedge, he ran a very elite police department, the only one in the entire country of its kind, where they only investigated satanic activity, satanic cases. And he had the documentation that would blew your mind away. It showed you these people that were high Satanists in the country. The one office more than any other office that they coveted was that of prosecuting attorneys, whether it be a county, state, or whatever. Prosecuting attorneys are the ones that decide how a case will be heard. And they didn't want it heard as Satan cases. And they are the ones that become judges. More than any other, prosecuting attorneys become judges. And, you know, when Jesus said, woe unto your lawyers, woe unto your lawyers, woe unto your lawyers, I've been involved in cases where you've had these satanic prosecutors, and, you know, we've had to go right after them. But that's what we have.
And one of the positions that has been basically corrupted, you know, county by county and state by state, you know, deliberately.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we need to take, again, the grand jury is supposed to be of the people, of the peers. And it's not, you know, something permanent. You have so many people that will sit on a grand jury, and they are to tell the courts, the prosecutors, who to go after, who to indict, is the grand jury. And today they have totally corrupted that. You have these corrupt prosecutors to get in, and they tell the grand jury, here's what you're going to do, which is exactly the opposite. You know, it's not constitutional. And this is one of the things, the main thing that tactical civics is doing to undo this. And the good thing is that it's growing now. You know, there's in the United States, there's 3,300 counties, and tactical civics now has chapters in over 2,100 counties. And so...
That's good.
Yeah, that is good. It's growing. All right, Vera in New Jersey pledges 25. Thank you, Vera. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. What do you have, Joe?
Well, one, just before I go there, thinking back, a fish rots from the head down. And once our federal government was corrupted, and it's been corrupted for a long time, the state government started, in a way, following suit. And going back to the founders, they were talking about the powers delegated by the Constitution to the federal government are very few defined, like John Marshall, constitutional scholar, Chief Justice, Supreme Court. Congress said there are only 20 powers given to the federal government. When the Constitution is silent on a power, you know, it is prohibited for the federal government. And we go back to, we quit way back in early 1900s teaching the Constitution in our public school system, or even before, but you can go back in the 1800s, and the people understood that government was supposed to be local. The Bill of Rights were a bill of saying what the federal government could not do. They're keeping the government out. And as we allowed the federal government to be corrupted, that corrupted, like the fish rotting from the head, starts coming down and rotting, and people just following what they saw. And this is one of the problems. We've been ignorant, not only in Scripture, like you're talking about. People have no idea what the gospel says, what the Bible says, because it's not read, studied much. Same thing with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, the different things about our government. So it goes back to, what does God say? My children suffer for lack of knowledge of government, of God, and we were supposed to have a godly government because we were built on the government and law. Institutions were built on God, on the Ten Commandments, and the teaching of the New Testament. So it goes back to the church failed first, the federal government went down, and everything came downhill, and that's where we are. We need to start going back to the old paths and the old ways.
Yeah, the schools are not for teaching knowledge anymore. They're indoctrination centers.
Yeah, there's no real teaching of the things that we need to know.
Well, one of the good things is more and more people now are going to trade schools. They're going back into trade schools, and they're finding out that that's where the highest-paying jobs are now. You've got half the college girls in this country want to be prosecutors. They want to be lawyers. We got way, way too many lawyers. Do you know there's over 10,000 lawyers in Washington, D.C. alone?
No, I think we have more lawyers in America than the rest of the world combined.
Yeah, many more times. So we got many way too times. Many lawyers, and believe me, we need much less lawyers. Now, I do want to say there are some very good godly Christian lawyers, and I praise the good Lord for them that are out there. But you know what, Joe? It's the very same thing in our profession, pastors. You have way, way, way more hirelings than you do shepherds.
Oh, amen. Yeah, that's what I said. It goes back to part of it was the church, and way back in early America, who was responsible for most of the teaching of the young? The church.
Absolutely.
The church was tied in with the school system and education, and the pastors were concerned with that. And it was something, they handed off to somebody else. It was easier to let... What was the old thing? Let George do it?
Yeah.
Years ago. Hey, I had a couple questions.
Before you do, I got to give the number out. 888-281-1110. We have to keep the phones ringing. This is what Pledge Week's all about. We have 1 week out of the month, and we have, in that time, we have less than 10 hours to raise enough money to stay on for the rest of the month. And we want to stay on that station that you're listening to us right now. And so... The numbers are, and right now is a really good time to call, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. Remember, for a donation of $50 or more, we have The Trash Hauler's Wife with Susan Daniels. Very good, interesting book. And also, we have the CDs, I Stand for the Flag and I Kneel for the Cross. And some of the earliest songs are on that CD, some really, the really good ones. And we ask a donation of $25. But go ahead, Joe.
Lane, if I can, I saw an article. I wonder how true it is. It was from Fox Business. U.S. drug shortages hit all-time high, pharmacist warns. And they talk about there are 323 active drug shortages in the first quarter of this year, the highest number they've had since way back in around 2000. And it's talking about these are things that sterile injectable meds, cancer, chemotherapy, emergency medications that are stored in hospital crash carts, things like immune globulin, standard of care, pain, sedation, medications like that. Is this kind of thing, should any of our listeners be worried about if they have surgeries coming up? Because it sounds like
I would think long and hard about going into the hospital electively unless it's really necessary. The shortages are being created by the pharmaceutical companies. They're the ones that create the drugs.
Mm-hmm. So this is on purpose. This isn't a just something that's happened.
No, not at all. Not at all. Because you're looking at Pfizer and you're looking at a lot of the other drug companies that manufacture these medications, they're deliberately shorting certain chemicals and certain drugs.
Uh-huh.
They manufacture them. They decide how much they're making in the way of volumes, etc.
So the price, when they're short of product, the price goes up, right?
Yeah, the price goes up, but then it also you are eliminating needed medication from people. And so the drug companies are satanic, and so they don't care how many people die.
But I thought the more drugs they could sell, the more money they'd make. This is where I was confused, because they're also greedy. And it was the article talked about, well, demand outstripping supply and things like this. They're haven't put the investment in manufacturing like they should, is what it said.
Yeah, but that's also a false flag, all right?
Okay.
Because of the fact that they can manufacture anything they want at the spur of the moment, all right? They're the ones that determine. They have the manufacturing capabilities. They're the ones that are determining what drugs are short and which are not.
Hmm.
Well, have you...
And see, this is where, and people say, well, why would they do that? Because they're losing money. Well, it all depends on what their intentions are. All right. And is it more beneficial to, you don't know how much money is being piped into them from all these outside sources, including, you know, the global New World Order.
Well, have you seen over the weekend here at the fake news media, they've been saying that the new research has proven that all of these young people, especially these young men that have been dropping dead with the heart problems, that the studies have been wrong and that the shots have not been causing that problem. What do you think about that, Elaine?
Well, that's a lie.
You bet it is.
They're basically trying to change the narrative. And see, their premise is if they tell the lie long enough, then the lie will get accepted.
Right.
Yep.
Well, I'm just looking at one from Saudi Arabia. 27% of Saudis in bombshell study experienced heart issues after mRNA COVID shots. And it's all about what happened over in Saudi Arabia. They've been reporting these complications and how many require hospitalization, intensive care, and they're talking about the onset of complications varied with about a 15% experiencing symptoms within 1 month of the vax, and others reporting up a year and sometimes 2 years after the vaccine shot. So it's
And what people don't understand is that you are affected by the setting of the if you have not taken any COVID shots, that's great, but you're still going to be affected by the setting of people who have. And
alrighty.
So just as, and you also are going to be affected by all the chemtrails in your environment. All right, I'm an open window person in my house. For the last 2 or 3 years, I have not opened a window. I have air filter units in every room in my house because the air outside is so toxic from the chemtrails, from all the herbicides and the pesticides, and God only knows what else is in the environment.
All right, we are coming up to a break. Now is the best time to call at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Great time to call. So we'll be back right after this.
Feels so fine, this new age church of mine. The service is laid back. But still I know you reap what's sowed, and I can't stop thinking about all of that. Well, I remember when God was praised, but that's not what the new age church is for. Truth is fine, but it's long gone. The gospel's truth, but it ain't wanted anymore. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died. And he has risen on high. And if you're lost, then you had better know why. Believe him only still. Did you ever read about a child who seemed to be a king? And he became one. Well, he's coming back to judge the world, and he and the Father are still the very same one. But I've had a fearfulness deep inside, and I've cried because I'm so afraid to know. And I'm not a man kind to be scared. Will I go to heaven, or as I fear, below? I am, he said. You had better care. Is it a judgment for all? You will be there. I am, he died. He is risen on high. If you're lost, then you had better know why. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died.
Alrighty, we're back, and I can tell you this. I am is God, and the Lord Jesus Christ. And folks, it's not Obama. Obama says that I am the one that you've been waiting for. I am the one that I've been waiting for. And I'm going to tell you what's waiting for you, Obama, and that's a burning lake of fire, unless you repent. And boy, as far as the attributes and characteristics of the Antichrist, I don't know of any that fill that prescription more than Obama. He has, as far as anyone I've known, all the attributes of the Antichrist. So what do you have for us, Joe?
Well, I'm looking at all these stories about what's been happening with Israel and our pacifist enabler here, Biden, and his ilk. I'm looking at quite a few articles, and they're talking about what Israel should be doing. And almost everyone that I have any confidence in says Israel must retaliate. And what they have to do is go after either members of the high-ranking military staff or leadership. They have to go after the oil, and most of them are saying they need to try and knock out the Iranian nuclear setup where they're working on this large area where they're producing uranium. And, you know, Biden thinks that he can tell Netanyahu to just stand back and take it. Look, nobody got hurt. You killed their people. They retaliated. Nothing happened. You had a show of force. So what we have is Biden playing, you know, like back in the World War II, there were a lot of groups that were financing both sides of the war, making money off of the Germans and the Americans. And we've got the Biden administration in our military-industrial complex. It's almost like we're giving all the money to Iran, and Iran is sending it to its proxies. That's why all of a sudden now they have all these missiles, they have all the drones, they have all the stuff to throw at Israel. It's like we're trying to play both sides against the middle, and all I can see is it's the longer this continues, the actual closer I think we're getting to a World War III if we don't put Iran in its place and stop them. And, of course, Biden has said, no, well, the United States will not have any part of any retaliation against Iran. We can't do that, upset the Iranians. It's all about he is risking World War III to get some of the votes from the very far, far left that's supporting Iran. We've seen today where they had, what, people running around blocking the Brooklyn Bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge, roads to Chicago O'Hare Airport. They're running around, you know, chanting not only death to Israel, but death to America, and everywhere from the river to the sea, you know, Palestine must be free, which means they're all supporting the elimination of the State of Israel, the murder of all the people in Israel, getting rid of them. And I'm going, the insanity of this country and the people don't seem to be shocked enough. The churches aren't are quiet from what I can see. I was looking at different places. Nobody's preaching, hey, you know, we have all these crazies in America, and nobody seems to one up and say, look, we've got this far left that's anti-America. They're preaching death to America, and yet what they're trying to put little old ladies in jail for preaching January 6th, for one lady is going to jail and a huge fine for praying at an abortion clinic, got too close to the front door or something. I'm watching an insane world. Wouldn't you agree right now? It's almost like everything out there is just totally insane.
Well, you know, we're going to play. Go ahead, Elaine.
Part of the problem is, look at the increased so-called suicides, okay, and the increased people that are being shot, and the increase in people that are being picked up by the FBI and CIA, and that's the last time you see them, and family can't find out where they're at.
Yeah. All right, folks,
and
we have 20
suicides are up.
We have 20 minutes left in tonight's program where you can call in, just 20 minutes, and we're far short of our goal, so we need to hear from you at 888-281-1110. Now, we will be here on the air till we will be here taking calls even after we go off the air till midnight. We'll be taking calls to midnight. So 888-677-9673, 888-281-1110. So, yeah, we are far short of our goal tonight, so we definitely need to hear from you. We only have 20 minutes left. Now, you know, I was listening to these people saying how Chris Ray was, how many times have we seen Chris Ray under oath, lie before Congress? Now, they're going ahead and putting Republicans one by one are going to prison for what they say, lying under oath. In fact, here, today you have, who was convicted just today? And I was looking for that article. Another one of Trump's former, okay, here was Trump's, Alan Weisselberg was sentenced to 5 months in Rikers Island for lying under oath about the size of Trump's penthouse. Now, is that a crime to lie about the size? But now, because it was under oath, how many times you've heard Chris Ray say that there is not any preference given, that they completely prosecute Republicans and Democrats the same.
Right.
And what a lie. I mean, what a lie, where they turn their back and they go after, like you just said, Joe, homeschoolers. They go after pro-lifers. What a lie. He's lied under oath with that little smirk on his face. Merrick Garland, same one.
He's lied under oath. You know, we equal justice for all. And every one of the leaders of the government agencies has come out. We see the same thing with Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, lie after lie after lie, and nothing, right?
Here Mike Orkin sits there and says the border is secure. You're watching millions of people.
There's a crisis. Did you hear that? I was here just a few days ago. He finally admitted after 3.5 years, there's a crisis at the border.
Yeah. All right, Joyce in New Jersey pledges 40. Thank you, Joyce. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. You folks will be getting the newsletter. If you don't get the newsletter, you're missing out on something really good. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. And if you don't get it, you could go up to our website, wrwl.org. You can email us there, you know, with your information. The best way is to very clearly just write us a letter, a note, and ask for the newsletter by giving your address, your street number, very clearly, written out very clearly, and a phone number would be good for us in case we have to verify it, okay? The newsletter is free, and just like the newsletter that's just went out today, number of you people will be getting it within 2 days. There's a lot of very interesting articles in there. And many, many people take our newsletter, reprint them, and mail them out. And Joe, several times we have had people that have forgotten where they got the newsletter, mailed us back our own newsletter.
Oh, my.
Yeah. There's always something going on. But make sure you write that. The phone number is important because I've seen some of the handwriting. I know mine's atrocious. People have had to ask me what it was that I was writing. And I know I'm not the only one with bad handwriting. So sometimes it's very hard to tell that phone number. We can make a phone call and say, was that a 7 or something else, you know? So help us out.
We get that quite often.
Nobody here is paid. Everybody's a volunteer. And we're all working to promote the ministry.
Absolutely. All right.
And part of what's also happening is when they were attempting to have Biden's son testify before Congress, all right, and that fell through. And the reason they reneged on that was because with that testimony, you have to have full disclosure. And full disclosure would actually reveal the monies that are coming into our Congress.
Yeah, you know, a new report
on the Senate.
Yeah, a new report just came out showing that Joe Biden, by far, Joe Obama Biden has brought in more money by far than any other senator. Dark money. More dark money. I mean, just, you know, it's just unbelievable. It's like it's in your face like it was with Hillary, where mm-hmm. she smashed the phones, where she bleached the hard drives, where she deleted all those emails. You know, it's like in your face, this is Hillary Clinton, and
I'm
listen.
Not touchable. I'm untouchable, right?
That's right. And Jim Colby, you better lie for me, Jim. I got enough on you. I can put you away, Jim. You better lie for me. It's the same thing. You better protect Hillary. Remember what happens to people that fail. And again, they protect the Queen of Mean, the Wicked One, the Jezebel of Washington.
One of the podcasters had a Clinton hit list on the number of people that have died.
We've mailed that out many times in our newsletter.
Years ago,
That's where I saw it. That's where I saw it.
Yeah, well, I think we mailed one out recently in the last year, so we mailed one out, you know.
Right.
And so, yeah.
Looking at the clock real quick, when I talked about the all the protests and the bridges in Chicago O'Hare, you know, we're putting up with it here, but over in Europe, headlines, European papers, Daily Mail, and a couple others, ISIS-K brings terror to European football. And they're worried now all over Europe about more attacks coming in, like in Russia, because they've put down it was ISIS-K that made that big attack in Russia. And now they're having all over Europe to, you know, put in a lot more security and everything else. And they claim they're finding branches of ISIS-K all over Europe. And they're getting very, very worried over there about ISIS. And yet here in America, we have them running around death to America and death to all the Jews. So it's interesting to watch the world sit there and look at an enemy that has publicly for many, 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 many years said they want to destroy us, kill us. And we just keep letting them into the country.
Barack Obama started ISIS. We've played that clip many, many times where you've got Obama talking about how they started ISIS, how he armed ISIS. All right. How much time do I have there, Ken? Okay, Joe, you've got 5 minutes. Okay, but Tyrone in California pledges 50. Thank you, Tyrone. While Joe's giving an invitation, folks, it's a great time to call at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We have about 11 minutes left for you to call. Go for it, Joe.
All right. I got to thinking, looking at an invitation, and there are basically five things that God wants you to know if you're not saved. Five things that are going to change your life for all eternity if you know and understand. Number one, I'm going to do this real simple. There is only one way to heaven. You can't get to heaven through your religion, through a church, a denomination, good works for good living, you know. It's very simple. John 3:3, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God, which is heaven. John 14:6, Jesus, I am the way, the truth, the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. Period. Okay, so there's only one way to get to heaven. Two, whether you want to admit it or not, whether you like it or not, you are a sinner. We all sin. Romans 5:12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. We've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. That's Romans chapter 3 in there. You see, even if you've lived a good life, haven't done bad things, one of the quickest ways we sin is God has asked us, begged us, ordered us, commanded us to do certain things, and we have left done all those things which he has asked us, called us, commanded us to do. So even if you think you've been perfect in everything, you've sinned greatly because you have not done the things that God has asked you to. It's very simple. Three, God hates all sin. One sin is enough. God requires punishment for sin, and that is, well, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. And you go, but Pastor Joe, that's not fair. Well, that's God. He's perfect. He demands. He set sin to tell us we can't live by the letter. We can't live by the letter of the law. We're sinners. We can't live a good, righteous life. We're all sinners. You know, our clothing, we're like filthy rags, Scripture said. John 3:36, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So we know that we're all sinners, and, well, we need a Savior. Number four, the gift of God is eternal life. It's free. It doesn't cost us anything. Romans 6:23, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 5:8. God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus did a substitutionary death, went to the cross, paid the price for your sins, my sins, Pastor Ernie's sins, all of the sins were laid upon him on the cross once and for all for the payment of sin for those who would accept.
1 minute, Joe.
Okay, now, finally, we have eternal life. We have to what? Romans 10:9-13. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe with thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. So we call upon the Father. We beg his forgiveness for our sins, putting his Son on the cross. He will forgive us. Then we can ask Jesus Christ to come into our life, to be Lord of our life, all of our life, that we give ourselves to him completely. And he will send us the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God to dwell in us. That is our spiritual baptism. We become the born-again believer, a child of the kingdom, a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Joe. Listen, folks. We'll be here for until midnight at 888-281-1110. We got to hear from you. We got to hear from you. 888-677-9673. And so until tomorrow, we want to say good night.
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 We want to say God bless.
God bless.
And always, always.
Always.
Keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.